Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Today, we're going to take you to a ministry that operates in Hungary, the Ukraine, and Romania. And it's run by a couple who is blind. And Tibor Mikolas is my guest. He is the president of Bartimaeus Foundation. Welcome, Tibor.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me to speak in your program.
Tell us a little bit about Bartimaeus and who it serves.
Well, the Bartimaeus ministry started 12 years ago. At that time, and a little bit before of that, I became completely blind, and I was going through depression and very, very hard time, and God gave me a vision to start a ministry towards blind people. And so now, praise God, that we are able to serve. We have a team, and we are so thankful.
And you serve in three countries, Hungary, Romania, and Ukraine. Which one do you live in?
I live with my family in Budapest, Hungary. And because I grew up in Romania, I speak the Romanian language. So that's why I could go in Romania. And in Ukraine I go because I want to help all of these needy people.
So what are the things that Bartimaeus Foundation does for the visually impaired?
Well, we are doing camps. So in this year, we will have a camp in June for the blind people in Romania. And in July, we will have a camp for blind people. So we come together, like in Hungary, there is a beautiful lake nearby that. And so for 1 week, we are together. And each morning, we have a devotion and in the afternoon go to swim, and in the evening we have a wonderful time, and so we enjoy the fellowship and share Christ with them. And also we have in Hungary free Bible studies in three cities, because in the last couple of years many blind people accepted Christ, so we are offering for them this Bible study and discipleship.
So that's to help follow up on their salvations.
Yes, of course.
Wonderful. What about in the Ukraine?
Well, in Ukraine, I am working together with some other Christians, and we are collecting all kinds of goods, all what they have in Ukraine. They need food and cleaning supplies. And I found that in Ukraine, a similar organization like ours, that they are serving among blind people. So we have been able to give them 2,000 messengers the InTouch ministry provided. And so in this device, we have the whole audio Bible and the teachings of Dr. Charles Stanley.
So that's the audio Bible, and you are giving those to people in the Ukraine who do not have sight or have low vision. That's really a hope and an encouragement, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a great blessing because these blind people could hear God's word, and we are so thankful for InTouch Ministry who provided that we were able to give them in the Ukrainian language.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you have them in the Hungarian language for people in Hungary?
Yes, so in Hungary, we are able to give out in Hungarian language, and in Romania, in Romanian language.
Wow, the messenger. And how big are those little tools?
They are like a small phone. You remember not long ago, we have had the iPhone 4. The size of like that, and there are a couple of buttons, and you could push it, and very easily you could listen to God's word.
Wonderful. So you do the camps, you give out the Bibles. What else do you do?
We do Bible studies for them in free cities, and we are meeting personally for counseling and helping them on their other needs.
But your life wasn't always Christian, and you didn't come from a very good background, did you?
Yes, I grew up in Romania in an orphanage, and that was very difficult at that time.
And then when you were 8 years old, you started to lose your sight.
Yes, and the doctors told me that I am going to be blind. At that time, I did not realize what they told me, but as a teenager, I saw that I am losing my sight, and I was so much angry. And so in my 20s, I tried to be happy with money. But praise God that at the age of 26, for the first time in my life, I heard the gospel. And in the spring of 1993, I accepted Christ as my Redeemer.
And you heard about Christ through Campus Crusades.
Yes, they have been so much faithful and helped me and discipled me. So I'm thankful for Campus Crusade for Christ.
And you met your wife as well.
Well, that's one of the most important meetings what I have had in the world. So we are married for 32 years. And so we are so thankful, and we have a daughter as well.
Wow. And your daughter helps you in the ministry as well.
Yes. She's on staff, and she's helping us on communication. And when we are doing VBS and...
Oh, you do Vacation Bible School as well.
Yes, we do that for illiterate gypsy children.
Mm. Tibor is my guest, and he lives in Hungary, and he serves people in Hungary, Romania, and the Ukraine with the ministry Bartimaeus Foundation. He and his wife and daughter run the ministry. He and his wife are blind, and God has used them in a mighty way. And you said you were very depressed for a while until God showed you this.
Yes, when I became blind, I was going through a very, very deep depression, and it was very hard to accept blindness, you know? And so I did not want to meet with people, and it was very hard. But God helped me to come out through the depression, and we started the Bartimaeus ministry. And this is what really helps me, because I feel like back to normal life, doing ministry. I'm so thankful for this.
So what message would you like to give to people with disabilities about their talents?
Well, if anybody who is struggling with anxiety or worry or not feeling important, I would like to encourage you that Jesus is the answer for you, because he could help you to come out from any worry. And he is a wonderful counselor, and I experienced it. He really helped me. So if he helped me, he could help you. And so I encourage you to trust in Jesus and ask to help you, and he for sure will help you. I am walking with Jesus for 33 years. I never have been disappointed in Jesus. He always helped me and hold my hand, and I'm so thankful for Jesus.
God took away Tibor's bitterness and gave him a new life with joy in Jesus Christ. So if people would like more detail about Bartimaeus Foundation, where do they go to find it?
Well, there is an organization in the United States with whom we have a great relationship, called Global Service Network, and you could find them, and there you could find us, and you could see our website. And also, if somebody would like to pray for us or send us an email, or God would lead you to support us financially. So there on that website of Global Service Network.
Global Service Network.
Yes.
Okay. In closing, Tibor, do you have any stories you'd like to share about people whose lives have been changed through Bartimaeus Foundation Ministry?
Last year, in the Bible study for blind people, came a lady. Her name is Sylvia. She's in her 40s. She became blind when she was 20, and her husband also is blind. And they have a boy who is 10, and she wanted to talk with my daughter because my daughter is in a similar situation like her son. And so my daughter, Noemi, invited her to come in camp for blind people in Hungary. And so she and her husband, they came, and each morning we have a devotion and worship, and afterwards in a small group, and we are talking about the teachings. And Sylvia was in my small group, and during the week I was able to see that she was having a lot of questions, and she opened up, and towards the end of the week, this is what she says: "Tibor, what kind of ceremony I have to do to become that type of Christian what you mentioned?" And while she and one of my friends, we went in a private room, and again we talked about the gospel and to make sure the gospel to be clear. And so she was ready to pray, and we prayed for her. And it was so good to see how she put it, her trust in Jesus. And she is coming in the Bible study, and she's listening to her Bible, what we gave her. And it's a great blessing to see when somebody is giving their life to Christ. And actually last year at that camp in Hungary, 7 people accepted Christ.
Awesome.
And Sylvia was one of them.
Awesome. We've been talking with Tibor Miklas, and he is the director of Bartimaeus Foundation. For more information, go to Global Service Network and learn about Bartimaeus Foundation. Tibor, thanks for being my guest today on Encounter.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.